would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
They're good, hardworking people. They're good Americans, and most of them are being pretty successful pursuing the American dream. I have a wonderful legislative district, and I'm pleased and honored to be representing them.
Discuss for me a major issue or topic you want the legislature to address.
Probably for me, we will be working on a couple issues that I have kind of continued to elevate. One is the state's system of technical institutes for workforce training and development, and elevating their visibility within state government, which is their sole funding source, so that we continue to support them because their mission's critical. The other issue has to do that will be a focus of mine. I would say the fiscal discipline of our state, and particularly as it relates to our most significant liability, which is the commitment that we've made to all the retired people and all the folks enrolled in our retirement plan. But we have a fully funded pension plan thanks to the good work of many, 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 many people, and being one of the vigilant eyes to make sure that we continue to promote that financial discipline and fiscal responsibility across all areas, but particularly there with our retirement plan.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with both of those issues?
Well, we're going to wait and see how Constitutional Amendment R is resolved at the ballot box, which relates to the technical institutes. There will be an opportunity for some legislation potentially, depending upon how Constitutional Amendment R plays out. And I'm one of several folks studying the retirement plan issue. And we got to learn more before we know what, if any, legislation will be needed. I would say another area would be, that's probably enough. Workforce development, financial discipline. I'm not sure if we'll have to wait and see if there's any legislation necessary.